The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for August 2018.
Since 2002, the American Association of People with Disabilities, AAPD, has hosted a summer internship program for college students with disabilities. The program supports the development of the next generation of leaders with disabilities and offers host employers access to a talented, diverse workforce. As part of the expansion of this successful and prestigious program, Disability Link was selected by AAPD to host the first ever summer internship outside of Washington, D.C. AAPD hopes to further replicate this model to reach other states. The Disability Link AAPD summer internship program began on May the 29th and will run for 10 weeks until the graduation on August the 3rd. We are fortunate to have the support of excellent host sites where the interns spend their time from Mondays to Thursdays, amazing mentors who are all successful professionals to support the interns with career goals and networking, and peer supporters to provide encouragement and share experiences. Interns are offered a variety of training opportunities at the beginning with the week of orientation and throughout the process. Activities include peer support training, guest speakers, disability history and rights, career planning, enhancing public speaking, visits to the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site and the Center for Civil and Human Rights, and introductions to people, organizations, and ideas of all kinds. Today, I'm at the GARS studio with three of the Disability Link AAPD summer interns. And here is Anissa. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Anissa. Are you ready? We're recording this on the anniversary of the Olmstead decision, June the 22nd. What does that decision mean to you, Anissa?
The Olmstead decision means to me a decision that was made that has increased the community and independence of people with disabilities and older Americans who are moving out of the nursing homes and wants to get back into the community, giving them a chance to be equally treated the same regardless of the disability they have.
And another question. Would you mind telling the listeners a little bit about your life? What do you like to do for fun? Have you always lived in the metro area? What's your favorite color? What is the accomplishment of which you're the most proud?
I like to go to the park. I do that every day, every morning. I have not always lived in the Atlanta area. I'm from New York originally. The accomplishment that I am proud of is that I'm actually back in college and pursuing my career.
Here is another intern, Sierra. I have a couple of questions for you. What is the most surprising thing about the internship that you've learned so far?
I am interning at the city of Clarkston here in Georgia. And the most surprising thing I have learned is how diverse Clarkston is. There is a melting pot of different cultures, different type of communities there. I had the great opportunity to sightsee and explore Clarkston. Although I'm originally from Georgia, I was able to visit some of the local coffee shops and the libraries, and it's a beautiful community. It's very diverse. They have a great organization there, and they're trying to build the community. So that was a huge surprise for me with the internship.
Would you like to tell people, what does independent living mean to you?
I definitely can speak on that topic because for my personal life, I had the experience of being in an assisted living environment. And I basically had the experience of weighing out both situations. And independent living to me was the most exciting opportunity that was given back to me. It's amazing. I can make my own choices. I am the leader in my own life. I'm able to be involved in my community. I have the responsibility as an individual, and it makes me feel very proud every morning I wake up. And I'm grateful to experience independent living with the help of Disability Links and the community that I'm involved in. It makes me very proud.
And here's Beverly. Beverly's ready for a couple of questions, too. Thank you. We're just 1 month away from the 28th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and that's the 26th of July. What would you like to share about how the ADA impacts your life?
I'm pretty excited about the whole movement and how it has evolved from the time that it was established until the present time. I come from being a care provider. for people with disability to now being a consumer. I have had the opportunity to be exposed to different programs, and one that I'm really excited about is called the Peer and Wellness Center. And it's a really cool thing because of the fact that it's peer-led. And it's a safe haven for people who may be in a crisis or get ready to start a crisis. So you go there and stay for 7 days. It's all free. They provide money for you to groceries. If you need to talk, you can talk with the peers. If you want to just stay in your room, you can do that. Or you can attend some of the activities. It's a well-established program, and I'm so thankful that I've found out about it. It has really helped me.
And another question. So would you like to tell us what's the best thing about the AAPD Disability Link internship that you've experienced so far, remembering we're just 4 weeks into the 10-week experience?
I've had the opportunity to meet the executive director and the elected officials, mayors, and just a lot of great people who are coming up with different types of strategies to deal with transportation on all levels, from congestion and then the issues with assisting people with disabilities, low income, and the older population.
That's great. Thank you very, very much. And so wishing Anissa and Sierra and Beverly good luck with the next 6 weeks of the internship program. And thank you very much for sharing. If you want to know more about the Disability Link AAPD Summer Internship Program, you can contact Disability Link. Disability Rights Update is the who, what, where, when and how of advocating for your rights. Brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led organization. You can contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For Georgia Radio Reading Service, this is Linda Pogue.